This is JIS News. Coming up, Industry Ministry to host island-wide consultations on logistics hub. FLA office being considered for Mandeville, and earthquake and tsunami readiness take center stage this week. The details after this break. Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline January 31. Now the news. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is planning a series of island-wide public consultations to sensitize citizens about the plans for the country's logistics hub initiative. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton made the announcement at the opening ceremony for the logistics hub retreat held on Friday.
It is an important effort to bring together all of the public sector stakeholders in a single room to engage in a collective exchange about this most hopeful project. Indeed, this is the logical next step towards establishing a framework for coordinating the work that we have ahead of us.
Activities are scheduled to begin with a meeting of the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, January 23. Development of the proposed transshipment and logistics hub is being undertaken by the government in a bid to position Jamaica to take advantage of the anticipated increased maritime activities as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal by 2015. Within another 2 months, most outgoing airline passengers should bypass outgoing immigration at the island's airports. A pilot project is now underway which integrates the passenger information from airlines with the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency's immigration system, allowing passengers on certain airlines to bypass outgoing immigration booths. The pilot has been going so well that Security Minister Peter Bunting says widespread implementation is being contemplated.
What this has facilitated is a number of airlines, their passengers can bypass the immigration booths that's set up in outgoing immigration. This, of course, has reduced the passenger wait time. The store owners are happy, and it overall improves the visitor experience. And that has been done with no compromise of our border security.
The security minister says while not all airlines have signed on to the program, widespread implementation is expected to benefit 96% of the country's outgoing airline passengers. Consideration is being given to establishing a regional office of the Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA, in Mandeville, Manchester. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the idea is being fueled by the successes of the recently opened regional FLA office in Montego Bay. Minister Bunting says within a month, 25% of the total firearm licensing renewals were done at the Montego Bay branch, reducing the processing time at the Kingston office.
It has been such a success that I'm now going to ask them to investigate opening another regional office in Mandeville, so that the same facilitation that the people of Northwest Jamaica are getting now, the people of Central Jamaica can get.
Minister Bunting adds that a high security identification card system is being introduced to improve efficiency and security at the FLA offices. Additionally, the ministry has accelerated the application and recertification processing for firearm licenses. And Jamaica's vulnerability to earthquakes and tsunamis will take center stage at a symposium on January 24. The symposium is part of activities to mark Earthquake Awareness Week 2013. Director General, Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Ronald Jackson, says the conference will focus on the country's response and preparedness mechanisms.
What about earthquakes? And a tsunami is a feature of earthquakes. It's a secondary hazard that is generated by an earthquake most often. So that will come up certainly in the discussion, but it's largely more central around the science of earthquakes and the research being done to look at the infrastructure and planning and development issues.
The event will also feature discussions about the country's tsunami protocol, as well as the sharing of findings about the country's vulnerability to earthquakes. That was the JIS News. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.